Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Real rap shit.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast. It's your girl, Naja Diane, on the ones and twos, a.k.a. the audio. And y'all already know we got our lovely host, Taylor, a.k.a. TK Styles, and DJ, a.k.a. Dijon ATL. And don't forget about Mike behind the cameras, y'all, because we wouldn't be here without the cameras, okay? Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe, and let's go ahead and get into it.
Well, we don't got to say nothing. We don't got to introduce ourselves.
You ain't saying nothing about TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
You can say that.
See what I'm saying?
Follow your boy on TikTok. That's how you say it.
Good. Yeah, it's funny.
All right, man. We're back with another episode of Real in the Podcast, man. Y'all heard the lovely Naja giving the intro. Nah. You sit over there. She want her wine, y'all.
I'll get it. Don't worry about it.
I'll pass it to you. Okay. At least I'll try. Or Zach Trent. Y'all been watching Power?
Man, that shit ain't come on.
It
ain't come on.
Yeah,
Saturday.
They said they doing the
I don't give a damn.
The midweek.
What? Mid-season
finale. Yeah, that little bullshit they always do.
I ain't gonna lie. They know they doing some 50 Cent. He know he's smart for this, cause honestly, that junk is fire.
Hey, he got BMF about to come out.
Yeah, you seen the trailer?
I ain't seen the trailer.
I ain't watched it either.
I don't want to. I was supposed to
be in that show, okay?
I just want Power to finish, then you start a new song.
I don't think. Is it going to be like that?
Probably.
I mean, he's producing it, so it's going to save energy.
When BMF coming out? And that's coming on Fox, I think.
If they just dropped the trailer, it got to be soon.
Yeah. But I think it's on Fox. It's a new show on ABC that's coming out. I think that shit gonna be hard.
September 26th, BMF on Starz premieres.
Oh, well, shit. Nigga, that's
Well, Power's on weeks. Power. The next episode is episode 6 on Power, so.
That's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be over,
but. Yeah, we only got.
Hell no.
Yes. It goes the 26th is probably like 4 weeks, and you probably gonna get 4 more episodes.
Yeah. Because you still got.
I say Sunday. 4 to 6.
Okay.
Probably right at the end of that is
going to
be
the. So, y'all saying there's only 10 episodes of Power?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
It's always 10 episodes.
I thought it was more than 10.
Yeah, the 26th is.
In the early years, I think it was.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Sundays away.
50 on a whole nother level, bro. Like, with these shows, like you said, he. Taylor! If you don't let that goddamn candy go, the camera catching all that shit, too.
I am PMS.
Oh, at that time?
And y'all need to stop eating stuff that your girlfriends can't eat, because that is torture.
That is definitely
it. It is torture.
Thank you, Naja.
Well, like, maybe y'all should have been born in a different family. We can't get, don't blame us for who we were raised around.
Just because you're skinny runs in y'all fucking family doesn't mean anything, okay?
That's what I'm saying.
But actually, women gain weight. Run in our family. Women gain weight easier, and it's harder to drop.
That is very true. That's annoying. That is very true. We can drop weight like that, and y'all, that shit stick, y'all. Cause y'all got water weight, cause y'all bear children. So.
Okay, we'll start eating around y'all.
As he's smacking on a piece of chocolate.
Compare.
As he's smacking on the, we'll stop eating around.
Okay.
Compare. I want to see.
We'll stop eating around y'all.
He can't eat the chocolate as he's saying it. It's impossible. I'm gonna stop eating around y'all. But what they gotta stop doing?
Stop.
Yeah, he can't stop running that goddamn mouth.
What?
Y'all just hush. We'll stop eating.
That has nothing
around,
to do
y'all.
With that.
Exactly.
It's both two things that got to do with the mouth.
All right, it's okay.
Oh, it's a deal?
No.
Oh. Say, fuck that shit. Eat what you want, nigga. I'm going to talk my shit.
Yep. Mm. And every now and then I can have me a little piece, so that's all right. I'll take it.
That was she over here begging for a little.
Exactly. Why can't we get a little?
She had the face.
A little piece.
Like a sad puppy.
She had the face of like, I just, a little piece will do me fine. I don't want the whole thing.
And then he over here just
smiling and shit.
He's so ecstatic about this. Like,
he grinning and shit.
It's just a plain old chocolate bar, too. He ain't missing nothing.
I know. He's going to be on the toilet in the morning.
That Hershey hit.
He going to be on the toilet in the morning. I don't even like look when you get mad when somebody gonna give you something you be like I don't even like that anyway.
They're like
I like white chocolate.
I seen a video of a girl denied him. He tried to holler at her, so he was like, "Boy, I'm finna get on your ass." Like he started roasting her ass. Like
I think that's so lame.
Like nigga, you just trying to holler at me.
That's like that song, "Boy, please, whatever." Mm-hmm. And he be like, "Girl, I don't want your phone number." He got mad at her.
He
really did want it. Girl, I don't want your phone number. Boy, please, whatever. Y'all know that song?
Yeah, that Project Pat. But I don't know if that's what he was saying in the song.
He was trying to holler at her, and she was like, carrying him and then.
Yeah, you like my outfit.
Don't even fake the deal. There's a girl on a light bill, always in my face.
Talking this and that. Oh, yeah, maybe it wasn't like that.
I don't know what they were talking about in that song. I really just know the song. I don't even know why I know the song, but I know the shit.
It's just like, I think that's like one, a song. If you're black and you don't know that song, then like,
you're not really black.
Your black card is revoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, if you ain't seen,
he about to see a movie ain't nobody seen. And then
they gonna follow him. Nah, like, if you ain't seen Love and Basketball.
Yeah.
Everybody done seen Love and Basketball.
Bruh,
favorite movie.
As I got older and watched that movie, I realized how like powerful that movie was. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like crazy because you went through the same stuff or like similar to that like stuff that they went through. You might then go through everything because they went through a lot to be with each other at the end of the day.
Yeah,
but, yeah. I used to want to lose my virginity just like
I know,
that.
Right?
That was like my plan. Like I wanted to have this.
Lose to Spalding. you basically wanted to.
She didn't lose it to Spalding. She lost it to Quincy, her neighbor.
Yeah, they did on prom night.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lost it.
And
to
the
Spalding.
Song was playing when he took his time. He was so sweet to her.
She don't need it. She don't need it.
I'm sorry.
Nan's on the floor. Tell you definitely don't need it. Taylor, don't do it. Taylor, you don't need it. Taylor.
I think about it next week.
Not next week.
Nah, I'm good. But y'all know she said she wasn't supposed to take that role.
Why?
She just said that like maybe 2 days ago.
Oh, please don't crush my childhood. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, she said that she was like, because there were other people that were going out for the role that were like actually basketball players and actually played basketball. Like she had to learn how to play basketball.
She did good.
She did amazing. I give that. Like she really made me think she knew how to hoop.
And let's not forget Kyla Pratt, because that's my favorite scene in the beginning when they play that one-on-one. Man, girls can't play no ball better than you.
Oh, Lord. That's her favorite damn movie, so.
You know, that shit word for word.
Everywhere.
I want to see her and Brown go at it.
Bruh. That shit.
Ooh, she know that word for word. We going to watch that next class.
Hell
no,
nah, I will not be here. Fuck that shit. They got the movie is good.
It make you sad, happy, want to cry.
Mm-hmm. I miss movies like that. That just, I feel like, I don't know what to call them. I don't know if it's black movies or what's the name for them. But like, Crooklyn, Love and Basketball.
I think it was like just authentic Friday. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, they was really
Boys in the Hood.
Writing stuff based on their experiences. And I think nowadays, people writing stuff off of the previous movies that happened.
Yeah, they're trying to feed a narrative.
Like, they're trying to continue what happened in the past.
I thought about that. Like, is it going to ever become a time where it's like, no more like ideas for movies, and they gonna
it's
have to remake
something,
you know.
It's always something to be talked about, to be made out.
But
made
these folks ain't really. They it's like it's all the same now. Mm-hmm. It's like music now. It's like
it
it's kind of feeding the same agenda. It's feeding the same
narrative.
Line. It's feeding what the same narrative. Saying. It's feeding like they all just. But it don't give you that emotion like it did in the 90s, like in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
it was like this shit made me happy. I was happy at the beginning. Now I'm sad in the middle. Then I'm angry. And then it just, it gave you every emotion. Like, everything that is just, like, generic as fuck. Like, it's a movie. Don't nobody want to piss nobody off.
Or, like, I'm sorry, Fall from Grace was horrible. And you would expect a movie like that to be what Love and Basketball on Friday and stuff gave
us. And it had the hype.
It was good. Storyline.
Everybody had it. Everybody was like,
yeah. What's that about?
It was dropped on Netflix, I think, right? It's
Tyler Perry.
It was Tyler Perry movie. And that Fall shit was like, but that's it had the hype, though. You know, everybody like, oh, shit, Tyler Perry finna drop something on Netflix. Man, that shit was just like,
it was good all the way up until the end, I would say. It just ended bad. It was too dramatic. Just like the other one he had with Taraji P. I don't know if y'all saw that one.
Oh, gosh, that baby down.
The Taraji P. one? And it was like the Titanic at the fucking end, but the rest of the movie was regular, you know?
Which one?
With Taraji P. And she had was married to a man who was, like, struggling his whole life. And as soon as she divorced him, he was, like, rich, a millionaire. And she wanted her reparations. And he had remarried a whole nother woman. And she felt like, I gave up everything to put you to school.
Dang, I forgot what that movie called, but that she ended up killing him.
It was good, but it was too dramatic.
She ended up killing him.
She pushed him off a boat like Titanic or some shit. Like, it was way too dramatic at the end.
Yeah, they kind of did. They kind of did too much.
It was too much.
But basically, she gave up everything for him. Like, but they was broke for years. For like, 20 years.
Acrimony. There we go.
Yeah, acrimony. They was broke for like 15, 20 years.
As soon as she finally said, I'm done. I can't give you any more.
Because
he done cheated on her. He done hit her before. He did so much stuff to her.
And that's the Tyler Perry
movie? And she finally was like, let me let go and start my new life. And he got rich like this.
And then it turned her crazy.
Yep, it made her crazy because she felt like this is hers. This is mine, too.
Did he end up having a child? Or she was pregnant?
The lady was pregnant that he married. Yeah. She snuck on a boat with him and killed both of them, I think.
Yeah, that shit it's
too dramatic.
Yeah, man. I just feel like everything today is like feeding a narrative, like what Boosie was talking about. Like what he said about Lil Nas X on the Breakfast Club. He was like, he feel like if you straight, you can't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. If you straight, you can't have an opinion. Like, you can't say, I don't like that shit. Because that whole community is gonna come out and say, why you don't like us? You're homophobic? Nah, I just don't wanna see that. And, you know, it just, I feel like everything is going towards that way of just feeding and pushing into that. I'm not saying anything is wrong with it, but it's like, I'll let you talk shit, right? But don't talk shit all the fucking time. You know, give me some other emotions. Give me some other, you know what I mean? Like, don't just, I let you talk shit, bro. Don't, every time you see me now, I'm finna talk shit. Because every time I'm there, I'm finna talk shit. Like, nigga, come on, bro. It's just feeding a narrative of, like, you're trying to force feed us to accept the shit. And, it's just too much. It's just too much.
What would y'all say is, like, the most recent good movie that y'all saw? If you can think of one.
Shit.
Like within the last 5 years, maybe. The best movie I saw. Within the last 5 years.
I'm about to say Coach Carter.
That's too far back. That's right up the alley of Friday.
Nigga, yeah, that's like
basketball, really.
2004.
One good movie that I did like was Queen and Slim.
Okay.
Queen and Slim. Yeah, that was
my favorite movie.
I didn't like the way it ended, though.
Yeah, I hated the way it ended. But
y'all know it was going to have to end.
No, let them get away.
Yeah, you could have.
But like, that's not reality, though.
Yeah.
Reality is how.
A movie.
I ain't going to lie, though. The ending was controversial, if that's the right word. Because it was like, while they're being chased down by the government and the white man, your own brother gonna turn on you too. And so the ending was real.
I mean, it, but I, it brother, just sucked. But
I mean, your brother and race.
Oh, you saying like another?
It was another black man just to get over.
Yeah,
the one you think that you could trust. You know, somebody who in the same position as me, really, as far as finances go and skin color and social life.
Yeah.
And I think another movie I like, well, two other movies, is like Get Out. I like Get Out.
Yeah, that was good.
See, like the Jordan, that's all Jordan Peele, right? Besides Black Panther,
that was a good movie.
That was good, but it ain't up the alley of like Loving Basketball and stuff, like as far as how they keep
it. No, but it is, you got to think about it. it's rare that you're gonna find a black superhero. So yeah. That's
what she's saying. It's in his own
lane. Oh, okay.
It's in his, like, Black Panther's in his own entity. Like, okay. That shit was too. You ain't gonna find that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it was so impactful for us, because you don't see black superheroes. So we like, yes.
Nah, but like, that was Lena Waithe, Queen of Slim.
Yeah, Lena Waithe did Queen of Slim. Yeah. And she the one that also do, what's that show we used to watch all the time?
You used to watch The Chi.
The Chi.
She yeah, I like shot. Her other show. She got to 20s, but y'all probably know.
She in that, right? She the one that write The Shy. She wrote it.
Lena Waithe. You don't know
Lena
her?
Waithe.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. And she did Queen of
Slim. Oh, her. I thought you was talking about...
She actually owns The Shy. She ran it for mayor. She was running for mayor.
She got one more strike.
For what?
So I never watch another movie.
Why?
She struck out with... Queen and Slim.
Why?
You didn't like it?
The ending.
I mean, you can't fault
I really want them to get
part.
Away, bro.
But that's like, a fairy tale. She was
exactly
telling a real story.
Exactly, let them get away. You lead away.
She is trying to wake up the people. That's her, I feel like her agenda is to tell raw
I think that
stories.
Will wake up the people. If you let them get away, it's like...
That's not real. It's not. You gotta think about it. Who has gotten away with something like that? Even if it wasn't their fault that they had
know,
to kill that
they
cop.
Got away.
No. That shit broke me at the end, bro. The way they went out, bro.
Yeah, I really.
That shit broke me, bro.
We seen a movie.
So like, she did her dumb
I was in that
her.
Shit. We I was. That was me.
But we went to the movies and seen it. When I yes. Seen the all throughout the whole movie, it was just so intense.
Yes,
like,
bro.
We thought they was gonna get caught this time. They didn't get caught. We
yes.
Kept thinking that they.
The
was
police
get
came
caught.
To the house. Then you thinking they gonna get caught in the garage. You think like, all these
caught.
Times they go get caught, and then they don't, and then you like.
They
these niggas gonna get away. They might do it.
So
and then, no. What?
Like, we sat in the movie
bro,
theater
shit,
for a
bro.
Minute and just were just
yes.
Silent.
Because that
we
shit broke
like,
you, bro.
Oh, my God. That just happened at the end.
That shit breaks you, bro.
It's
because
like
you, because yeah. Everybody has put themselves in a situation of a cop or something. Everybody black has played out that scenario in their head of, this is what I'm going to do when I get pulled over. Or if it gets to this point, if they try to reach for their gun, I'm going to do this. Or you put yourself in that situation. So when you see it, it's like, I'm in that shit. I'm in it. And that shit broke
even the
me.
Black cop let them get away.
Because
yes,
I'm open that
man.
Garage.
Yes.
Whew.
That shit broke me, bro. I'm yeah. Like, they finna do it. They finna get away.
I thought they was about to get away when they went to the airport.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
I'm like, they
was,
made it this
oh, yeah.
Fucking far,
that was
bro. They done been through all this shit,
and
then they riding away, and then all you see is the police in the fucking back of the car. Like, they ain't even show it. Like, they ain't even show
it. I saw it. I saw it before they revealed the police. I was like, it's too much commotion behind them that they not showing us.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, I was like, something ain't right. And he offering them weed and stuff. Like, this is the time we are trying to, you know what I'm saying? He was like, he knew what he was doing. Like, this y'all last time to be able to smoke, basically. Might as well hit this shit.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. Same.
But there's no other way you can go out. I ain't going to jail.
They shot back at him?
They have nothing.
They had no guns.
Oh, they
they started running, which was no point.
They started running? Mm-mm. No, they started
he
running.
Sat there with her
yeah,
in
yeah.
The
he,
arms
yeah.
And they both.
Yeah, yeah. They both fell on the ground together.
So why the hell did they shoot them if they wasn't running or nothing?
Because they cops.
Damn, I thought they started running.
Damn, bro, you gotta yell at them.
My bad, that shit. Bro, that was me, bro. That was me. I was him. And that was my girlfriend, and we was trying to get away. Y'all know who she remind me of?
I know he about to say.
Meet
I
girlfriend.
Know he
about
to
say Sierra.
Sierra. She do. Yeah. She remind me of Sierra, bro. That shit crazy.
Skin color.
Mm-hmm.
She was in that movie with Michael B. Jordan that we watched recently.
Yeah,
was that Amazon?
Rainbow. I can't think of the name of the movie though. Basically, you know the game Rainbow. You know, play Rainbow. Tom Kalanji.
What's the name of that?
Oh, yeah.
They made a movie out of that shit with Michael B. Jordan, and I think she was the wife, right?
What's the girl name? What's the Lauren London?
No, she was a she was one of the army.
Sergeant or
yeah,
something like
one
that.
Of the, yeah, she was a sergeant.
Yeah, I was about to say. She went.
Mm-hmm. She was a sergeant.
I watched it.
His wife was Lauren London.
Well, actually, we didn't even finish
remorse.
Watching
without
it.
Without remorse, huh?
We didn't finish watching it.
That shit was good.
See what happened.
I liked
end.
It. We did?
That shit was good.
I liked it.
But it was good going though, to sleep.
That was, now that was another one. That's yeah, another that good movie that was.
It was a couple of good ones, actually, now I think about it. Netflix, those two that we watched about the court case and the other dude who kept reliving case. The same. The court case when the dude, A$AP Rocky was in it.
And, yeah.
That was a good one.
We didn't finish that.
What was
yeah,
that?
What
was
they.
You know,
we
don't
finish.
We started it though. It was now, good when they they blamed the boy for they blaming them for.
They trying to say he's associate of the crime.
But we didn't. Yeah, okay.
It's called Monster.
But Monster. He wasn't there. Fuck, that shit was amazing.
I think I finished.
He was there, but he actually did it.
He actually did it.
He actually did
but
it.
He got off.
But he got off. That shit crazy.
Because he made them believe A$AP that he
Rocky.
Didn't know what he was doing.
No, A$AP Rocky was the one that made him do it.
Yeah.
But he got off. I forgot why he got off.
Yeah, we
so
didn't
they,
even get
they
that
try
far.
To say that he was part of it as far as the signaling them to when to come in. Or when.
Oh, yeah. He
oh,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He just went okay. back out. And, well, he really did.
I mean, he did. Technically, he did because he, like, wiped his forehead or did something. But he was able to convince them that. He didn't know this guy like that because he really didn't. They forced him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, if you don't do this, basically they're going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had no other choice. But he didn't know they was going to rob the store.
And what was the other one?
What, what's that rapper name?
Oh, Joey Badass.
Yeah, Joey Badass.
Joey Badass.
What movie
that shit was fire. That shit was like 20 minutes.
Two Distant Strangers.
Two Distant Strangers. It was based off the like Tupac.
When you finish that one either?
But you see all of these.
Bro, if y'all didn't finish Two Distant Strangers, that shit is 30 minutes. If y'all didn't finish that shit, y'all need some fucking.
It's on Netflix still.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Hopefully. Watch that shit. It's 32 minutes. And but y'all gonna be like, bro, that shit is. It's one of those where the. I don't want to get too much away, but. It's him versus the officer.
Yeah.
And he keep reliving that. Time that day, he keep reliving it, trying to change the outcome, trying to find different ways to change the outcome. That shit good as fuck. Two Distant Strangers,
and
I would say recommend. Go watch that shit.
You see how all the last three movies we named kind of have that same narrative.
Yep.
So it still isn't giving us that childhood.
Yeah, it's still
feel
not,
of
yeah.
Love and Basketball Friday, and
because she ain't that. Peachy no more.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't peachy back then either.
But
they didn't
know that.
It was no media showing us.
It wasn't pushed in our face.
Yeah. The news didn't travel as fast.
Yeah. It was happy times. It was, you know.
Yeah.
All we cared about was love and basketball.
Yeah.
Now we worried about getting killed when we step outside this fucking porch.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Well, they did. We didn't. We was kids.
I don't know if they did as much because there wasn't social media. There wasn't the internet like that. There wasn't those because so you didn't see it unless you watched the news.
But
you
it
didn't
happened.
See it.
It happened to Buddy up the street though, so they know that.
But that's one occasion compared to us knowing about
Chicago,
Minnesota,
yeah.
Chicago, L.A., New York. We hearing about all
it's
these
too
killings.
Much now.
It's too much. So it's like, what else can we really talk about? So I need to speak about this. I need to talk about this because this is the issue. Because
when like the Rodney King situation happened, that was when it was barely like footage of stuff like that. So
that made it
the
big.
The fact that
mm-hmm.
that went worldwide,
mm-hmm.
like that little thing. And I feel like ever since then, they was recording stuff, putting stuff out. I mean, before then they was, because, you know, they even got stuff of the Civil Rights Movement and stuff like that. And even before then, with, like, slavery and stuff.
But
so.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
But I'm going to say ignorance is bliss. So maybe we just didn't know. And that's why we were able to enjoy those other
things. Out of sight, out of mind, man. It's like when you got a girlfriend or something, man. You don't see her for 3-4 months. Y'all might as well just break up, because out of sight, out of mind.
There is one movie. There is one movie that was actually made by the Love and Basketball director. And it was really good.
Talking about John Singleton?
No. Okay, maybe. Okay.
Did he do that? John Singleton?
What was that movie?
Waist Deep, Boys in the Hood. Shit, I can name
Friday.
No, it came later. And Nate Parker was in it. Nate Parker and a girl was like a singer, a pop singer.
Pop singer. I only know I know Nate Parker from is a what's the movie?
I don't
movie?
Even know who he is.
You don't know Nate Parker?
Beyond the Lights. If y'all haven't seen it, watch it. It gives you that feeling. It gives you that feel of a Love and Basketball because it's the same something.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the same director, Lights? Gina. Gina Prince. She directed Love and Basketball as well.
But basically, in this movie, she it was a famous singer.
Don't
whatever.
Give it away, Taylor, because you like to give movies away. I mean, and at the end, like, shit, they died. Like, what the fuck?
No,
I ain't gonna watch it.
That's Nate Parker, though.
Oh, okay. He produced it?
No. He was the lead actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. He was in, he be in all the,
all the civil rights.
Yeah.
See, but this one was totally not civil rights. It was, it gave you that nostalgia of a, you know.
The love. Like, it was
the love,
really, really
but
good.
Still conflict.
I'll let you see it, though, since I can't even tell you what happened in it.
Who's the next Denzel Washington?
Michael B. Jordan.
Disrespect.
We know who it would have been, but
who?
The dude who played Black Panther.
Oh, Chadwick
Boseman. Chadwick Boseman was on his way. He was definitely on his way, cause he played a lot of people.
Who you was talking?
Nobody.
Denzel. I thought it was gonna be Nate Parker, honestly. I thought it was going to be him the way he was going. I'm
going to say Michael B. Jordan because when you think of Denzel Washington, people be like, oh, he look like Denzel. People
think
of somebody.
Like him, but he need to take on more roles.
Everything. Total package.
Because Chad Boseman acted his ass off in this movie right here. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
And then Get Up.
I ain't seen Get Up.
The James Brown movie, he had it just like
that.
Man,
he had James Brown. He had 42. Come on, bruh. He was on his way, bro. Mm-hmm. God was like, bro, I need you.
Y'all seen
bro.
The Five Bloods?
Oh, hey, God was like, bro, you acting too good down there. You need to come up in. Come on. I need you up here with Frank Sinatra. I mean, not Frank Sinatra. That's a singer.
I never finished this movie because it's really crazy.
What?
The Five Bloods. That shit is all over the place.
Oh, I never watched that shit. That's Spike Lee movie.
It's crazy.
It's all over.
Five Bloods. It was
about.
Oh, I ain't watching.
They are veterans from the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm.
and they go back to Vietnam, I guess.
They go back?
They go back because one of their war brothers at the time died, and they never brought his body back to America. So they went back to look for it.
Wait, so Vietnam, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old were they when they went back? Did they go back?
They were
back?
Older. They were like how he looks right here. That's how old they were, like 60, 50.
And they went back?
50 or 60 years old. Maybe 40s.
To do what?
To dig up his remains. They wanted to dig up his remains.
Oh, so they knew where he was.
They kind of remember, and they got somebody. They got like an Asian guy to.
What's that man name right there?
Delroy Lindo.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's one that. He was on that video when he was on the news anchor, and he was like, yeah, it's all the man to. Because they was talking about white people saying the N-word, and he told him, he was like, say it. You know you want to say it. Go ahead and say it. But it was way his eyes was looking like. He be...
That's him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did some good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. He been in a lot of shit. A lot of movies.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
never mind.
Is that him?
Okay,
oh,
so like I got a question. J-Lo and Selena.
Uh-huh. Good match.
I know the top two, but I just can't remember that fourth one.
Tina.
No, I remember that one.
Jamie Foxx.
I remember that one. I said those are the top two. I said.
You just said the other two.
I only said one.
Oh, Jada Selena. I mean J-Lo Selena.
I don't remember the fourth one. Okay, we'll just go with those three. What was the best, that's not biopic. That's a biopic? Biopic actor or actress. Tina with Angela Bassett.
And you're talking about them acting as a person, not the overall movie.
I'm saying the overall everything. Them acting in it. Who did the best job depicting that person, basically? Denzel, that what it was. Denzel and Malcolm X, J-Lo and Selena.
Jamie Foxx
is Ray. And Angela Bassett as Tina. Who you got?
Top five?
Nah, one. Who you got number one? Top one. Out of those four, who you got that is the best?
That shit. Jill as Malcolm.
I said my two are Tina, Angela Bassett playing Tina Turner, and Jamie Foxx playing Ray. There's nothing that top that shit. Like, Jamie Foxx playing Ray was... That was like my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. That shit made me go research Ray Charles' music. And Tina Turner, that shit hit me on a whole nother level because she would get her ass whooped. What?
Selena, J-Lo. Mm-hmm. Tina, Angela Bassett. Denzel, Malcolm X. And Jamie Foxx, Ray mm-hmm. Charles.
So that's only four?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go with Selena. J-Lo.
That's what I said. Selena and Tina Turner. How?
Because she really did.
She made me,
like,
it was so believable. Just
the people that they had in it, they looked like, I didn't even know what her family looked like, or the husband, or the lady who killed her. I didn't know none of that until I looked up the pictures, and I was like, damn. And then to see her reenact they dressed mm-hmm. the same, hair was the same, and then she actually sounded like her. Mm-hmm.
To this day, I still be researching. Whenever Selena's birthday is or something, I go visit the ex-husband page and see what he's doing. To this day, because I'm so invested into that.
It was just sad, though. Like,
narrative that they
that shit with. Is fucked up. That like, shit was fucked up.
She was in her 20s. Like,
you know what happened on my mind?
What, Selena?
Yeah.
I know she got cute.
She was killed by her super fan.
Yeah. Who became her manager?
Yeah, she was a super fan of her, and she was her manager, and she killed her. You know why she killed her?
Jealousy.
I don't think it was jealousy.
Well, money.
I don't think it was money.
What you think?
I think that...
she couldn't have her.
She was fucking psychotic, mm-hmm. and it was like... It's the same thing when that happened with John Lennon or the Beatles.
It was so random.
It's like... You love somebody so much, and it's like...
She thought she was doing her good, almost.
You don't even know how to respond to the shit. So when you don't get the reaction that you want, it's like, ah, I love you! And you kill them. Mm-hmm. It's so... Because it's like how you think you know somebody, but you don't really know them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like... It's just...
I thought she was putting an end to her misery or something. You know, like, I have to do this because I don't want you to be hurt, so I gotta hurt you.
Is she still in jail?
Mm-hmm. She better
or
be.
She dead?
She had like 30 years on his way.
Shit, 30 years? No, 30. That shit happened in like 92.
Maybe life. Oof.
She's 60 years old.
Still alive?
Criminal status. She's still incarcerated at Mountain View Unit in Texas.
Damn.
Yep. Ooh, 1995. Corpus Christi, Texas.
I feel bad for, like, actresses and actors, like, they get stuck in a role. Because, mm-hmm. like, after you see certain people in a role, you be like, that's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see her. I see the girl from the movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the girl from the movie that, and when I see her, I'm like, who the fuck is that? That's not her.
That's like Ghost.
Huh?
That's like Ghost.
What do you mean?
Like, you'll never see, you'll see Omar's Ghost.
Oh, yeah. You don't see Omar Hardwick. You don't see, you see Ghosts. Yeah, it's that. It, you get stuck in that role. It's
I'm
like,
going to say my second one, dog. You let me finish. But, I'm going to say my second one is Tina Turner.
See, we picked the same
one. Angela Bassett. Because my grandma showed us that when we was little. Like, I seen that movie when I was like probably like 4 or 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really, really young when that movie came out.
Mm-hmm. See, like, I liked Ray. But I didn't go researching his stuff afterwards.
I did. I like Ray. That was one of my favorite movies. But when I was little, I used to be scared of like blind people because I thought of him. Because
and it
on the
you.
Movie, it showed really explicit like how the way his well, it was. Y'all remember that day I said something? Never mind.
Yeah.
I remember that. So yeah, that's what I thought that. They had their eyes closed because of him, because his eyes was closed in the movie.
Right. That's because his eyes don't look like how the real ones would.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a good biopic too.
That was a great biopic because it made me have a sort of, okay, so the reason why I chose Tina and Ray, because I had sympathy for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had empathy. It was like, I seen how Ray Charles went blind. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. at the age of 5, he losing his sight, and he telling his mama, I can't see. And she like, you got to figure this shit out. Go in there and go to the, you know, and that made me feel for him. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with Tina Turner. Seeing where she came from, how she started singing, how he went and found her, and then he moved, she moved with him, and he started whooping her ass. You know what I mean? It was just, I felt it. Mm-hmm. When she got in that limo, and she, at the end, when he was in the limo with her, and she was like, shit, I'm done with your ass, like, and I'm finna get out of here, you know? And she packed up, had to get all her shit and hurry up and get out the limo and jump in another car. Like, I felt those moments. And it was just, you know, that what made me empathize and sympathize with those roles. Mm-hmm. Selena was big too, but it was like, at the end, it was big. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like throughout the whole movie. She was good at the end. Yeah, she was on the up until the end. Yeah. So it didn't really hit me the same way as those other two. Yeah, and I ain't never seen Malcolm X.
The Malcolm X, well, it is long, but the Malcolm X movie is good, too.
For real? Mm-hmm. With Denzel?
He played the role good, especially when he died and stuff. Like, how the way he, like...
Malcolm X dead?
Especially how he died and stuff in the movie and stuff. Like, because the way they described the movie, well, the way they described how the way he died is the same way, like, that's what they described. Like, if you go to Wikipedia or if you look in the textbooks how he died, it's going to say the same thing. They got the same pictures. How's he like,
he was shot, right?
Yeah.
Assassinated.
Mm-hmm. Who?
With shotguns.
Assassinated.
With shotguns?
Who?
Hold on,
look, this how did they had them big old little long, you know, your granddaddy used to have.
Told you she right up the street though.
Not the one your granddaddy used to have. What the fuck you know about my granddaddy?
Not your granddaddy.
Yeah, I'm whatever. Taylor been around.
Granddaddy's period.
Nah, fuck that, Taylor. You been around.
Everybody granddaddy got them a big old shotgun. A long shotgun. Hey. Everybody granddaddy got that. My granddaddy got it still. Mm-hmm. It's in the closet.
So his house was firebombed. They tried to kill him that way. Ooh, sorry. His house was firebombed. They tried to kill him that way. And then...
They were after his ass.
Okay, Malcolm X was shot while on stage during an organization of an Afro-American unity meeting.
Wow.
Set up by his own people.
Mm-hmm. Cause they were black.
They tried to say the Nation of Islam killed him.
The same thing. Yeah.
Years later, still.
That's who he was with. The Nation of Islam. Yeah.
But
see,
he split from the Nation of Islam. Malcolm X checked out of his hotel room and headed to the ballroom in Northern Manhattan for a meeting for his newly founded organization of Afro American Unity.
Because
that's why he did the Nation of Islam.
He basically was. It was his. What's the person over you?
That shit crazy.
Whatever the person over you in Islam, the person he was, like, mentoring with, he basically, I guess you can say they, what Malcolm X was talking about wasn't what the man mm-hmm. was talking about. So,
what's his name?
He basically.
Farrakhan?
Hell no. Nah. Farrakhan's still here.
It was, it was somebody like him, though.
What's his name? I can't think of that shit right now. That's why we need to watch Godfather Harlem.
Damn. Oh, I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I gotta catch up.
Mm-hmm. And also, another movie that's a good biopic is The Black Messiah.
The Black Messiah was good.
And that's a good movie.
Boy, that shit was
that's
good.
That's a good movie. And that's a good biopic.
Heart-wrenching.
That shit pissed me off the way they killed. The way that shit ended, too. But it's real life. You know what I'm saying? I can't even be mad at the director.
The crazy part about it, me seeing that movie... Before I seen that movie, y'all, I just thought it was about Black Panther. I did not know. I knew, like, I remember reading in the textbooks that it happened, yeah, but they really got that. They got it in the textbooks just a little bit. They really don't have it because they do got Black Panther. I know that story. They got Black Panther in it, but they don't have it like in full depth when you read about it in like school and stuff. So I remember hearing about that happened and stuff, but I never knew what really happened, who the people was. I never knew nothing about it. So when I seen the movie, I was really blindsided. I didn't know that was about to happen. And then I looked it up. And I was like, dang.
And that's just only one part of the Black Panther party.
Yeah, like, it was Black Panther. Oh, down here.
You talking about Black Panther.
No, Black Messiah. Stop.
No. The Black Panther party. No, no. Yeah, the Black Panther party.
He thought you were talking about Black Panther,
I thought you were talking about Black Panther, the superhero. They were like, bro, what the hell you think this is?
You didn't listen in social studies.
No, I'm talking about, I know what it's about, but I'm saying, I thought that's what you were saying. Mm-mm. I thought it was about Black Panther, the superhero.
Well, I should have said the Black Panther party. I did not know that it was about that, and then I looked it up, and they exactly what they said happened.
Yeah, is the way they
is the way mm-hmm. that yeah. happened on the movie,
and it pissed you off.
Yeah, it made me mad. It made me mad to know that they drugged him.
Yes.
Well,
that punk ass motherfucker. And you know he killed himself.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Later
that,
on,
the one that he
later
killed
on,
himself.
Though.
Shit, probably like maybe. When did when Fred Hampton died? Because he killed himself in like 92, 93. So he killed himself. I think he maybe died. Fred Hampton died in the 70s, 80s.
Nah, he did. He got older. He got older.
That before 1969.
No, that's the one. No. That's the good one. Well, not the. He was the one. In the
no,
Black
that's
party.
What I'm saying. I already know when the other one died. The one who snitched. That drugged him and all.
Yeah.
He died in 92.
Yeah, he died. I thought that's who you was talking about. I was about to say no. He died later on down the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When did Fred Hampton die? I want to see how far apart that he killed himself. But because he knew he fucked up. Mm-hmm. He knew he fucked up. And they showed it at the end of the movie.
They put it as the updates, like the game update.
Yeah, because they tried to do like a.
That's still showing that one.
That's when he died?
No, that's still showing the assassinated Fred Hampton.
That's when he died.
His name Fred Hampton Jr.
What are you talking about?
That's him.
That's when he died.
Oh, so then why did you say that was the wrong one first? It says assassinated right here.
No, she thought you were talking about the one that killed himself. That's the other guy.
But that happened in 1992.
Judas. Judas.
Yeah.
When did Judas
kill himself? Okay.
So he killed himself in 92. That's like 30 years later. Damn near. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 23 years later.
His name is, what you say his name was? Fred Hampton and...
Fuck him. Shit. Fuck him.
But it goes back to say how, like, the... criminal justice system is corrupt because y'all paid this man such and such or did whatever y'all did for him to snitch on somebody else, which is lame. Just like what's that? That's a good biopic too. The that left a bad taste in my mouth too. Oof. The one with the five boys.
Oof, that was five part series. Ava DuVernay did that.
Ava
on Netflix.
Ava DuVernay.
What's that name?
It's Ava DuVernay, man.
Why Are We Something? Or
the Park Five. I can't think of the name.
When They See Us.
Yeah, When They See Us.
Ava DuVernay. I ain't watched 13 yet. People been telling me to watch that shit.
I'm not watching that shit, bro. Everybody that watched that shit told me I'm going to be pissed off after I watch that shit. I'm not watching that shit.
I never watched
it. I'm tired of people telling me that, like, hey, watch this shit, bro. That shit going to piss you off. Like, I'm not watching that shit.
When They See Us kept me up, literally. Like, I did not go sleep after.
I couldn't watch it, bro.
I watched
after,
all
like, episode two, I was like, man, this shit just...
I was
just...
so pissed. Because how long was they in jail? Like, 20 years?
After... Shit, probably
the oldest
20 years.
One was in there the
after
moment.
I seen the guy who went down there for his friend, and
he got the worst punishment.
And he got the worst punishment. I said, bro, I'm not watching this shit, bro. I can already see where this shit going. I'm not finna finish this shit.
I couldn't stop. Once I got that far in, I was like, I have to know how this ends.
Yeah, I gotta see.
And that shit...
I already knew the end result.
Part. My dreams was like fucked up that night. That's all I was thinking about. I did not sleep at all. See? I was like, never again.
I already knew the outcome, so I was like, I don't want to see this shit. I don't want to see it. I don't.
And to see them how they are now, the them live or whatever on they will yes. live, but them on that talk show. I'm still pissed for the dude who got the worst punishment because the friend that he went down there to help never went to see him, didn't write him, didn't see if he was okay.
Wow.
He just had to move on with his life.
Mm-hmm. That happened in New
but
York.
But you gotta understand that though. That's a traumatic and crazy experience for you. So it's like, I gotta get over that too. I gotta deal with my trauma and shit too. Like, so I understand, but it's all fucked up. It's a fucked up ass system.
And shout out to her because I would never knew about that story had she not. And you know who was in that motherfucking movie? Trump. He put an ad out in the paper to execute those boys.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to.
He wanted them killed. Ain't that some shit there? But
a whole ad in the newspaper.
Yeah. And back then, newspapers was the shit. Newspapers was Instagram back then, so shit. Yeah. Yeah, man, let's wrap this up on the shot.
Speaking of deaths and stuff, let's talk about something that happened in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is the Real Atlanta podcast.
I was just talking to Mike about this shit.
You want to tell them about what happened right in our...
In our neighborhood, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the Kroger.
You heard about this shit? No.
You heard about this shit? So basically...
Last week?
No, today.
Oh, that's why it was blocked off from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what happened was, it was on the Beltline. Well, before they got to the Beltline, they was basically say, like, you coming out the expressway, and you coming to the house, and I don't know what happened, but they ran off the road and went off the bridge. And the car flipped over and it landed on the head of the car.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was a grandma, the mother, and the child in the car.
They all died?
One report said they all died. There you go right there. Yep. So that's how it fell on the Beltline.
Mm. I didn't even know it was an accident. I thought they were just fixing on the road. They just told us a detour and go the other way.
Because
it was raining, so I thought like...
They were trying to pull the car. They're like, how we get the car? Mm.
Three people in the car.
And they said one report said the grandmama passed and it was just her. Other report said that all three of them died. It's, you know, it's just crazy.
Jesus.
It's crazy. It's,
I wonder
it's,
what happened.
Yeah, man. It's like, bro, and me and Naja, like, we almost got in two accidents within the past 2 weeks. Like, it's just, you just be living your life and going through your day and, you gone the next day. It's fucking crazy, bro. It's fucking crazy, man. Life is just unreal, bro. It's unimaginable. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, that's something that happened today. So prayers up for them and their family. Yeah. And that shit crazy. That shit rocked me so bad, like. It had me thinking about, like, how crazy life is. You know what I'm saying? Like, one minute you...
just never know.
You never fucking know. So you gotta enjoy this shit. Live it to the fullest. Like, easier said than done, but you gotta do it. Because you never know. Mm-hmm. Like...
And then and living your life to the fullest doesn't mean doing a crate challenge, y'all, because...
Yes,
please stop doing this crate challenge, y'all. Cause...
You seen the lady at the gas station?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
you saw my when she was laying on her back?
Like the one that hit her head on the concrete, bust her head open, blood everywhere.
All they gotta do is keep their knee bent, they be all right.
Don't
stop doing it. I'm
telling you. I can see if it was rubber. If it was like rubber.
Okay, so she didn't die, but we thought she died.
Bro, do that shit on the grass, bro. If you gonna do it in the grass.
Keep your knees
don't
bent.
Don't do that shit on the fucking concrete. When you fall, you landed on concrete, stupid ass motherfucker. That shit crazy.
Ridiculous.
What, bro? Do it and keep your knee bent.
I'm not doing that shit.
Look at her.
Blood rushing out of her head, bro. Knock the fuck out. For some fucking milk crate.
So now they be shutting them shits down. I've been seeing videos of people's crate challenges gatherings getting shut down like ASAP.
They had one by my house.
It was one out here. I think, I don't know if that's where it was, but it was
one. Oh, yeah. Everybody was over there at the Gresham.
And it got shut down quick as fuck.
And they moved to another spot.
It was recent, more recent. That
one, no. That one,
they started there. They got shut down at Gresham.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And then they went to Kirkwood, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That shit funny. Yep. It's fucked up, but it's funny. I can't lie. The shit funny.
I'm happy she didn't die.
See these motherfuckers busting their ass.
Do it on the grass if you're going to do it.
Yes, that's what I said. Like, why are you in the gas station on the concrete?
Oh, somebody got a recording of her
actually. Yep.
Rewind a bit.
Yep, bust her goddamn head over. Shit crazy.
She up at the top. Boom.
How old is she?
She look like 40, at least. Taylor! She not be doing that
she
shit.
She deserved it.
And she fell on her fucking head, bro. Like,
I'm trying to talk shit to your ass and you...
What's going on?
Taylor, bro. Oh my God. I know the cameras caught that shit.
I don't like that shit.
Why was you doing that?
I ain't want to look at it. She replayed it. I ain't want to look at it.
So I'm trying to talk shit to Taylor. So I tap her ass. Well, I turn and look. And as soon as I look, all I see is her neck. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is she doing?
I wasn't turning my head on purpose. I had already been turning my head when she said she was about to play it again.
Oh, man.
You can't stomach that type of stuff, Taylor.
Mm-mm. I just don't like to see it. Because then, like, what if they died, or just what if they...
That shit fucks with you.
Right, she could suffer. I'm scared of shit.
That shit fucks with you. That's why they saying we getting so numb and so nonchalant to death now. Because the shit just, you know.
See that shit all
the time. She should never been up there. Yeah.
She should never been up there.
Do it on the grass if you're going to do it. Right? Like, carpet, something. Don't do it on damn concrete. Stupid.
Yeah, anything else y'all seen that happen during this week?
Oh.
I ain't really seen them.
What, Taylor?
She had a stomach hurt. She PMSing.
She hungry.
And just because y'all PMSing don't give y'all the right to talk shit any kind of way to your significant other.
Well, when we are PMSing, don't give us a reason to.
Yeah, y'all fucking play too much when we PMSing.
Ooh, girl.
You do that too?
Is the word of the week.
You play
no,
too
why
much?
You laughing at him? Like,
cause I do that shit. Too much? I do that shit. Like, that shit fun, bro.
It's not though.
I got one question.
When
dude.
You in pain?
The first day, like, that's the best day to do it.
Do you trust a gay best friend?
Phone was that?
No.
This nigga go.
I feel like you asked this question before.
Was you just recording?
Mike, I do not trust her gay best friend.
Alleged gay best friend.
Yeah, I don't trust it. I don't. Do you trust it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there with you, bro. I'm right there with you. Like,
you trust the person who I'm around? He not a best friend, but he's a close friend. Do you trust him?
I mean, you don't even owe them any trust.
That nigga really ain't gay.
Being that you know him, you done been around him, would you trust me and him going out to eat or something? Well, we do that now, but we don't never just
them
me and him don't never
crib.
Go.
They had the crib together, just her and him.
He come over my house all the time. It don't never be just us chilling.
That's what I'm saying.
And Chelsea,
no, I'm talking about you and
so
him.
So what if the friend was, you know that they're gay? For sure. Like, they wear pink shorts, tight shorts, and like a white tank top with bitch and pink letters on
my
it.
What?
Yeah. Then, yeah, if he going that far.
So they gotta openly show you that they gay as fuck.
But they can't still dress like a man and be like into men. And you're not gonna trust them.
Huh?
Like, basically, gay men who still dress like straight men. And it's not like flamboyant.
Man. You gotta be gay, bruh. If you gonna be gay, be gay. Alright? Like, don't be trying to sideways be gay just for the moment so you can try to get close to my girl and run home. Fuck with that shit. Bruh, it's actual niggas out here that play the role of a gay nigga so they can get close to bad bitches.
Okay, but what if
that shit is true?
That person was around before you. And
I don't give a fuck if you that lame to where you gotta be gay to hang around a bad bitch. Then, nigga.
That's not what they doing, though. I'm talking about what if it's an authentic person.
Oh, if you gay, then you gay.
But they don't show it to everybody. They're not like flamboyant.
Then you ain't gay. Come on, back me up, Taylor.
Gay men struggle with being open about it every day. So sometimes they're not always open about it. So
that's what I'm saying. Be gay. If you gay, be gay. Accept it. Enjoy it. Embrace life. You only got one of these. It can be gone like that. Look at Lil Nas X. He embracing it. He making millions now. Embrace it. Don't be halfway in, halfway out. Especially at this day and age. I can understand you said in the 90s. Shit, it's 2021. Everybody gay. Shit, be gay.
Gay games.
Gay games. Yeah, play your gay games. Oh, you gotta play your gay games like Turk, man. Play your gay games. Alright, man. This is another episode of Real Atlanta Podcast. Follow your boy DJ ATF. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, do not forget to follow us on the Real Atlanta Podcast on every on every social media platform. Also, we will be taking our guests really, really soon. So if you would like to be a guest on our show, please email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to follow us. And we out.
Yeah.
And I definitely ain't trusting no gay girl best friend.
What you? Fuck no.
What?
See?
Why not?
Hell no. Why? I like to swing both ways.
Huh?
I like to swing
both ways. But we supposed to accept.
Exactly. But feel like it's bisexual men.
I just feel like a nigga that's gay, he strictly can be gay. But a female, I don't think a female can be strictly
unless she's like a
pussy.
See how the shit flip, bro.
So like y'all don't think Tambria can be?
That's what I'm saying. Unless she's the dom, like the one that dresses and acts like a nigga. But even Tambria might be secretly getting some dicks somewhere.
Man, hell nah. I'm done. Podcast over. That's it. That's a wrap.
They be having babies.
Podcast over. No, the fuck they didn't just.
You never know though.
Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Real rap shit.